The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Fantasy Book Club meeting July 22nd, a transportation survey from the ACB convention. Blind former photographers are trying to form a fellowship in St. Louis. Helping Hands Needs Help. Call for Life Satisfaction Survey, second call. Blind Post for July. And the AFB ADA Quiz. The Fantasy Book Club will be held on the fourth Wednesday of this month, Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020. We will continue the format of having everybody read a new book and discuss their book choice with the group, as well as talking about a book they have previously read. We will be using Zoom. This software can be used on all smartphones and operating systems. The relevant info is https://zoom.us/j/56111-2974. iPhone telephone numbers 1408-638-0986 or 1646-876-9923. Meeting ID 561-112-974. International numbers are available at https://zoom.us/u/. Julia Kulak, Group Facilitator. julia.kulak@gmail.com. Ron Brooks writes, Hi everyone, I have a request as well as resource to offer everyone who receives this note. So, if you're interested about transportation, please read on. Requesting assistance with post-session evaluation survey. ACB had a convention last week. If you attended the Transportation Forum to Mobility and Beyond on Wednesday either via Zoom or ACB Radio, and if you heard the presentation from Ms. Judy Shanley, Director of the National Center for Mobility Management, then I'm asking you to complete the following survey. https://www.surveymonkey.com/r/AACJuly2020. As Judy shared during her remarks last week, the Federal Transit Administration, who provides partial funding for the National Center for Mobility Management, requires that individuals who provide training that is reimbursed in whole or in part by the FTA conduct surveys to obtain feedback from attendees on the quality of the information being presented and the speaker doing the training. This feedback helps FTA to target content and speakers based on the needs of the audiences it seeks to serve. This is a short survey, so please take the time to complete it. ADA Transit and Paratransit Circular. During her remarks at the Transportation Forum to Mobility and Beyond last Sunday, Carol Ketcherside, Deputy Director of Planning and Development at Valley Metro, referred to the 2015 ADA Paratransit Circular, which was issued by the U.S. Department of Transportation. This link takes you to that document. Despite what the date shows, this circular was issued by the USDOT in October of 2015. I think it may actually have been published in the Federal Register on November 4, 2015. It represents more than 300 pages of detailed guidance, updates, and sample good and best practices, and it covers literally every aspect of paratransit service. There's a long website for the www.transit.dot.gov website for that document. The Transportation Committee has posted a number of other documents from last week's Transportation Forum, and we will be following up with additional information on other topics as we move forward. Until then, we invite you to check out these resources and use and share them as your needs dictate. Signed, Ron Brooks, Phoenix, Arizona. A message from the St. Louis Society for the Blind and Visually Impaired says a client here at the Society would like to connect with anyone who had been a photographer and has gone through vision loss. If you know of anyone, please email me off list. Thanks, Ann Murphy. Despite the fact that it is a sighted world, it is not the end of the world when experiencing vision loss. Signed, Ann Murphy, MSW, Assistive Technology Specialist, St. Louis Society for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Send me an email at amurphy@slsbvi.org or J.A.S. Murphy at sbcglobal.net. Direct office phone 314-301-7363. Main office phone 314-968-9000. Fax number 314-968-9003. St. Louis Society for the Blind and Visually Impaired, 8770 Manchester Road, St. Louis, Mo. 63144. Our mission, a community where vision loss is not a barrier to a full life. Confidentiality notice, this information is transmitted, intended only for the person or entity to which it is addressed, yada, yada, yada. Memo from Helping Hands for the Blind. As many of you may know by now, Helping Hands for the Blind is in the fight of our lives to survive the crisis brought on by COVID-19. Our thrift stores, which bring our major source of income, have closed in California. At present, many wonderful blind persons have stepped up to make much-needed financial donations, and we thank them so very much. I want to recognize Patrick Olson, the president and CEO of Project Ray, for his desire to make a donation through 2020. I want to make giving to HHFTB till 2020 ends. 15% net of the net on all sales of both the Ray phone and licensing on all downloads of Ray Vision software through Project Ray USA, Inc., as a gift to you on the advent of your 30th anniversary at HHFTB. You have helped thousands, and I am one of them. Email all inquiries to Patrick at project-ray.com for same-day response. If anyone reading this release wishes to make a donation, go to www.helpinghands4theblind.net. We have a PayPal link on our website. Again, thank you to all of those people who have already assisted Helping Hands for the Blind. Signed, Robert Acosta, President, Helping Hands for the Blind, phone 818-998-0044, email, website, www.helpinghands4theblind.net. Second call for life satisfaction survey. From Janet Dickelman, please consider completing this survey to help Mirko compile data for his doctoral work. I completed the survey and it was very JAWS friendly. My name is Mirko Kunstek, a PhD student in the social welfare program at Wurzweiler School of Social Work, Yeshiva University in New York City. I am undertaking a research study on factors predicting the life satisfaction of visually impaired adults 18 years and older. Data will be collected via a survey. Access to the survey will be sent via ACB listserv with a link to the survey, which you can complete and submit at your convenience. The survey will take between 20 to 30 minutes of your time. The duration of the survey participation will be a period of 3 months from when the survey becomes available. Your participation in this study will provide a valuable contribution to the visually impaired community and to people with disabilities as a whole. The data will be collected aggregately, and there is no information identifying anyone participating in the study. The data will only be available to the researcher. Your participation in this study is voluntary. You may withdraw from the study at any time before or during the data collection for any reason without penalty. A summary of the results for the study will be provided to all ACB members via email after the conclusion of the research. Thank you in advance for your willingness to participate in this study. For individuals who have participated in the Satisfaction of Life survey, I thank you. For individuals who have not participated in the Satisfaction of Life survey, your response is greatly appreciated. Sincerely, Mirko Kunstek, MIRKOKUNSTEK. You can access the survey link at https://www.surveymonkey.com/r/6BTTTB9N. The Blind Post Classified News from and for the Blind and Visually Impaired, July edition 2020. Current subscribers to date, 1,204. If you no longer wish to receive emails from the Blind Post News, you can unsubscribe by sending an email to theblindpostplusunsubscribe@groups.io. Contents for this month's issue. This month's sponsor, Elegant Insights Braille Creations. From the editor by Lori Motis. New and used. Wanted to trade or give away. Announcements. Services and training. Business and employment opportunities. This month's articles, Tech News, Has This Ever Happened to You? By Lori Motis. Blind Man Walking, Cultivating an Adventure Mindset by Joshua Loya. Living with Low Vision, A Reprieve of Sorts by Donna Williams. Tips and Tidbits from the Food Lady, 9 Healthy Foods That Lift Your Mood. Driving Miss Donna, The Length of a Day by Lynn Anderson. Blind People Talking, My Summer on a Greyhound Bus Part 1 by Donna Kimball. Yarn, Hook, and Needle, Sprucing Up Your Home by Greg Capps. Other Important Info, How to Post and Pay for an Ad or Announcement, 2020 Word Counts and Costs, What Can You Post to the Blind Post, Subscriptions to the Blind Post. This month's sponsor, thank you. Greetings, precious humans. This is Laura, owner of Elegant Insights Braille Creations. Happy summer. As they say on the social, how's your pandemic going? Hope you are all safe and well. As you know, summer is convention season, and of course, this year they've gone virtual. Elegant Insights will exhibit as a vendor at the NFB convention from July 14 to July 18. Please check out our vendor page on the convention website and join our Zoom room during exhibit hall hours. The NFB has provided exhibitors with a virtual exhibit hall booth that will consist of a description of our business, a few photos, links to websites and social media, and an invitation to join our live Zoom room where we can hang out all day, or in our case, for a specific period of time with a posted schedule, as I'll be sharing the Zoom room with another vendor. I'm really looking forward to greeting those of you I've met at previous NFB events, as well as making new friends virtually, of course. I'm so proud to announce that I've joined the NFB as a member, and I've also joined the National Association of Blind Merchants. To celebrate, Elegant Insights has crafted a special item just for the NFB 20 convention. Get our souvenir key tag with a carabiner clip, split ring for keys, and a stainless steel military-style dog tag with Live the Life You Want embossed in Braille. This year, we're also adding a choice of decorative charms. To commemorate the first ever virtual convention, choose the USA country-shaped charm. Wish the event was still being held in Texas? Then choose the Texas state charm instead. Our souvenir key tags are just $25 plus shipping, and you can get yours at https://elegantinsightsjewelry.com/product/live-the-life-you-want-nfb-souvenir-key-tag/. During the week of the convention, we'll share something new every day. Want a sneak preview? We're making a case for color with our brand new business card cases. These slim, lightweight, aluminum business card holders are great for carrying your ID, bank or credit cards, insurance or loyalty cards, or even as a fun way to present a gift card. No gift wrap needed. Available in 9 colors, our super cool card cases can be Braille embossed with your name, company name, or tagline. See them at https://elegantinsightsjewelry.com/product/a-case-4-color-card-holder/. Looking for some great summer style? I'm flat crazy about our new expandable dangle bangles. They're a new angle on a bangle. They jingle jangle. Our bangles have dangles. These slip-over-the-wrist wire bangle bracelets are available in a half dozen styles, including seasonal, holiday, and celestial motifs. They are inexpensive and fun to collect. Check out our entire bracelet inventory at https://elegantinsightsjewelry.com/product-category/bracelets/. Not only will we have pretty new jewelry items to share, we've got some fun announcements to make as well. Here's a hint. You've been asking for alternatives to pierced earrings, so we might just have a few options for you. Plus, we'll have Q&A, drawings for door prizes, giveaways, flash sales, and all sorts of reasons to check in on our online booth each day of the convention. I'm calling our virtual space the Bubbles and Baubles Beverage and Sparkle Bar. Bring along your favorite beverage and let's talk jewelry. I'm delighted to have the opportunity to share my Elegant Insights Braille creations with you as a new NFB member, and even though I know the current circumstances are not ideal, let's make the most of it and have a blast. Hey, and no masks needed, right? So, be sure to stop by the virtual exhibit hall during the convention, and if you have any questions in the meantime, feel free to visit https://elegantinsightsjewelry.com or call Laura at 702-605-1265. Elegant Insights Braille Creations is a distinctive collection of jewelry and accessories, all handcrafted, made in the USA, and embossed in crisp, readable Braille. What can we create for you? From the editor, Happy July, readers. July has always been my favorite month, mostly because it's my birthday month and it's also the birthday of the country I love. I have much to be thankful for, even though the current times are challenging. Walking through difficult times has always made me stronger and closer to God. I want to thank Laura for sponsoring this month's Blind Post News. We have some great articles and notices this month. I hope that you will share with others, and please let folks know you read their article or notice on the Blind Post. I wanted to share with you that my husband and I have been listening to the Sunday Live Worship Service of the Moody Church in Chicago on YouTube. Many of you know about the Moody Church, which is over 150 years old. It was named for D.L. Moody after he passed away in the late 1800s. They have two live services on Sundays with singing and a sermon. I invite you to check out their website for all they have to offer. There are many people available to talk with you and pray with you. They stream their services in English, Spanish, and ASL for the hard of hearing. There are past sermons and much more at https://www.moodychurch.org/. I have been listening to an older devotional book I downloaded from Bard. It was designed as a daily devotional, but I enjoy listening to several days at a time. I even fall asleep listening to it. There are two volumes, Part 1 and Part 2. Very comforting. Streams in the Desert, DB18624. Kalman, Charles E., Mrs. Reading Time, 16 hours, 38 minutes. Read by Dale Carter. National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress. Religion. Meditations of Hope and Encouragement for Each Day of the Year. First published in 1925, these are the thoughts, quotations, and devotions that sustained Mrs. Kalman during her years of missionary work in China and Japan, and for the 6 years that she nursed her dying husband. Streams in the Desert, Volume 2, DB18917. Kalman, Charles E., Mrs. Reading Time, 16 hours, 27 minutes. Read by Terry Hayes Sales. National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress, Religion. Daily devotional readings selected posthumously from the personal papers of a pioneer missionary. This book is a companion volume to Streams in the Desert. Also, the following is a book that my Women's Bible Prayer Support Group read a while ago that is excellent. I highly recommend it. God's Psychiatry. The 23rd Psalm, the Ten Commandments, the Lord's Prayer, the Beatitudes. DB07847. Allen, Charles Livingstone. Reading Time, 5 hours, 23 minutes. Read by Edith Hatcher. National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress. Religion. A popular minister shows how the Bible can help in everyday life. And still another that I read over and over that is quite informative. The God Who Is There, Finding Your Place in God's Story. DB76850, Carson, DA. Reading Time, 10 hours, 4 minutes. Read by Bob Sauer. A production of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress, Religion. Theologian provides a basic introduction to Christianity by tracing the story of redemption through the Bible. Discusses the Old and New Testaments and well-known biblical figures. Commercial audiobook, copyright 2010. I pray for you all as a group. I may not know your needs or personal struggles, but our loving Almighty Heavenly Father does. Please be well and stay safe. God bless you all. Lori, a.k.a. Food Lady, Lori Motis, publisher and editor of the Blind Post Classified News, a great place to share and sell. Foodlady at theblindpost.com. www.theblindpost.com. Have you ever wanted to post a time-sensitive announcement or several notices before the next month's Blind Post Classified News Edition? Now you can. If you have ads or announcements that are time-sensitive or just have several items, then you can include them in a special Blind Post Extra Extra edition. The word count costs are the same as the monthly news, but not free notices. This works best when you might have more than one item for sale. Notice for an event or a special class or training that is of interest to the blind and low vision community. It will go out to all Blind Post subscribers within 1 day of approval. Email foodlady@theblindpost.com your submissions, and I will let you know if it is suitable and what the cost is. For sale, new and used, Heaven's Doorway, a novel by Mary Alice, B-A-L-U-C-K. See 2020, an ebook and print from Amazon, Smashwords, and other online sellers. 484 pages in print. Cover image, author bio, free text sample, and direct buying links at https://www.dldbooks.com/Mary Balluck/. Synopsis, three countries, three generations, three strong women. Set between the late 1800s and the 1920s in Ireland, Canada, and the United States, this is a story of deep love and tragic loss, of rejection and eventual acceptance, and of moral progress from self-centeredness to compassion. Even the citizens of Heron's Point mature beyond their provincial narrow-mindedness as the town grows in size and popularity in the new century. After young Bridget Walsh marries Patrick Mahoney, she moves with him from Ireland to Canada. When Patrick is killed, she quickly goes from prosperity to a life of unrelenting hard work, running a boarding house. Maggie Mahoney, Bridget's daughter, works as hard as any servant. At the same time, her mother provides her with a good education and dreams of bright marital prospects for her beautiful daughter. When those dreams are shattered in a terrible way, Bridget cannot accept either the truth or the good man who comes to Maggie's rescue. Fleeing rejection by both her mother and the town, Maggie and Tim cross Lake Erie to the United States. Maura Ryan, Maggie's daughter, loses her father and then her mother at an early age, but she and her younger brother find a home with their Uncle Jack and his family in Buffalo, New York. Later, the bright and hard-working Maura thrives as a bookkeeper for Jack's lumber business. Love and unexpected fortune both come her way, but so do tragic revelations connected with her mother's past. Along with the dozens of well-drawn characters, Lake Erie is an abiding and powerful presence, sometimes menacing, but with much more often majestic and calming. The glorious sunsets, a glimpse of Heaven's Doorway, are a lovely visual leitmotif. About the author, Mary Alice Balluck is 92 years old, the mother of six children, and a retired English teacher. She currently lives in a retirement home in Youngstown, Ohio. This is her first novel, and others are to come. She thanks her family members and the staff at the Blackburn Home for their encouragement and their technological assistance in making her long-held literary dreams come true. Some of your favorite Scentsy fragrances will be discontinued at the end of July and are only available while supplies last. French Lavender, Mocha Doodle, Paradise Punch, and Pink Cotton are just a few of the fragrances that will be discontinued. Contact Nini Urschel, U-R-S-C-H-E-L, Independent Scentsy Consultant, 916-206-1151. Email nini95626@sbcglobal.net or website www.nini.scentsy.us. Those not familiar with the product, Scentsy is spelled S-C-E-N-T-S-Y. You can help me out with my accessible home studio. For $5, you'll get a digital copy of my second album as a thank you. Feel free to share. Here's the GoFundMe link, but if you'd rather use PayPal, you'll find that link below as well. No idea who that artist is. Just says accessible home studio for blind musician. There's no name attached to that. Wanted to trade or give away free copies of a volume with both the Gospel of John and the Book of Romans. Underlined passages show God's plan of salvation. King James. Would like reimbursement for postage but no charge for booklets. Call 859-587-2060, signed Linda. Sermons on the phone, 773-572-6206. I'm going to stop there. I've got less than 5 minutes left. The American Foundation for the Blind issued an Americans with Disabilities Act quiz for the 30th anniversary of the passage. Thanks for taking our Americans with Disabilities Act quiz today. Correct answers are below. On July 26, 1990, President George H.W. Bush signed into law the most comprehensive piece of disability rights legislation in history. Which of the following movies share an anniversary year with the Americans with Disabilities Act? A. Home Alone. B. Dances with Wolves. C. Total Recall. D. Ghost. E. All of the above. Answer E. All of the above were released in 1990, the same year George H.W. Bush signed the ADA into law on July 26 in a ceremony on the South Lawn of the White House, surrounded by disability rights activists. Upon signing the law, he uttered the famous phrase, "Let the shameful walls of exclusion finally come tumbling down." 2. True or false? The Americans with Disabilities Act gives employers, public entities, and private businesses the discretion to provide reasonable accommodations to people with disabilities on an optional basis. Answer, false. The ADA requires businesses, public entities, and commercial businesses to provide reasonable accommodations to employees, consumers, and members of the public who have disabilities. 3. True or false? The ADA applies only in cases of K-12 education, but not post-secondary education or vocational training. Answer, false. The ADA applies to K-12 education, undergraduate and graduate school, and many other forms of education, including professional and vocational programs, licensing tests, standardized tests, and more. These additional protections can be critical for gainful employment and career advancement for blind and low vision people. Number 4, true or false? Store and restaurant owners must ensure that their facilities are ADA compliant, including exterior overhangs, sidewalks, parking lots, restroom facilities, and more. Answer, true. Stores, restaurants, and other places of public accommodation and commercial businesses are required by law to meet ADA regulations. With overhangs in particular, if vertical clearance of an area adjoining an accessible route is reduced to less than 80 inches, a barrier that can be detected by using a white cane must be provided to warn people who are blind and have low vision. Number 5, true or false? Organizations that sponsor sports must provide a person who has a disability an equal opportunity to both try out for and compete on teams. Answer, true. The ADA requires that reasonable accommodations must be provided for people who can establish that they have a disability and that they are otherwise qualified to participate in the sport or activity in question. Blind athletes compete against sighted athletes at the highest levels of swimming, powerlifting, wrestling, judo, and skiing. There is also a high-level competition amongst blind athletes in beach baseball, hockey, and goalball. Number 6. So long as your brick-and-mortar store is publicly accessible, you do not need to make your website accessible. A. Yes, this is true. B. No, this is false. C. It is complicated. Answer, C. Courts have held that the ADA applies to websites tied to places of public accommodation that have brick-and-mortar stores. However, there are no federal regulations that address commercial web or app accessibility and identify the standards businesses should meet in maintaining their electronic spaces. Web and app-based accessibility is a critical part of an entity's obligation to provide equal access to their programs, services, and activities, and AFB strongly supports having this area further articulated in the form of regulations. I'm running out of time, but there are 3 more questions on the website, secure.everyaction.com, linked to the AFB. I've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.